Today's message is 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. And Jill, I'm not going to pass judgment on you because I don't know if you are.
Yes, you are.
I usually do, but not in this case. But I can't say for myself that I've never been in the position to be able to understand this because I've never had any late night booty calls because I've never had anybody that was willing to participate in a late night booty call.
I tried. It didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. It's not because I didn't want to. It was because nobody's ever like, yeah, okay, just come on over. Never happened. But if you are going to make a late night booty call, what we find from this story is that at least you should take off your shoes.
Like before you get there or when you get there?
Probably, when you get there. Apparently in this scenario in Peoria, Illinois, because, it was just to be courteous. And because what happened, because they didn't, is that officers responded to a complaint of loud arguing inside a house. And just as they arrived, a man and woman burst out the front door yelling hysterically. You know, I would think that if this happened, no one needs to know that it was a booty call.
Right.
Why can't it just be that, hey, we had a little argument here?
Well, and why can't people just control their anger so that they don't have the police called on them?
Well, Jill, that's because some people don't take their shoes off. That's why. Because officers separated the two, and they questioned them along with another man and woman inside the residence. So it turns out, and I don't know how the players are involved here, okay? So I just know that I got two men and two women, okay? Turns out that one of the women lives there. Her female friend was visiting from out of town. The two men live in Peoria, and they dropped by for a visit. And one told police that, he messes around with the home's resident.
Oh.
And thus the booty call.
Right.
And his friend was supposed to hook up with the other woman. And so, however, the fun-filled evening turned sour after the homeowner asked the boys to remove their shoes. And
no dice.
Yeah, one of the men said he wanted to keep his shoes on because there's no carpeting in the house. And so this one's like, well, no, I want to keep my shoes. Because if I take my shoes on, I'm going to be on the dirt. Blah, 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 blah. And somehow this incident
turned into a full-blown argument.
Escalated into a full-blown argument with yelling and screaming.
That sounds like a nightmare, not a booty call.
Right. The women said that one of the men then dropped his phone, but the men said the resident whacked it out of his hand. All right. And when the phone hit the floor, the screen was cracked.
Uh-oh. Heaven forbid.
Yeah. The man demanded $50 for repairs. And so this is like it
sounds like a really bad idea and a lot of alcohol consumed prior to.
Yeah, it sounds like, okay, first of all, you made it past the whole thing about the shoes. Now we're to the phone where it gets slapped out of the hand. And even at this point, it's like, you know what? If you'll just pay to fix it. And the woman told police that the phone dropper then began to tear up the house, including pulling a TV off a wall mount.
Good grief.
Yeah. And then
not necessary, bro.
Well, except that the men said the resident was the one who tore up the house before she pulled out a knife and made threats.
Ugh, sounds awful.
See, this is what's the problem. I'm glad I never had a booty call.
See,
if this is what happens, I mean, that's
not good.
Right.
Just stay home.
The booty calls are supposed to be fun, not chasing
you
with a knife.
That's because you don't bring your buddy.
Right. Well, there's that. Okay. You had a good point. I also think it's a point to say that, I don't know. Maybe they were interested in booty calls rather than a serious relationship because they're bat crazy, right?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Might all be really good for each other then.
Well, yeah. And here's the thing. Because of so many conflicting stories, officers couldn't determine any probable cause for any arrest.
So they're like, all right, never mind.
This whole thing happened and there were no arrests.
Well,
but there was a police report because they had to fill out the brand.
Right.
Crap. And I go, you know what? I don't
want a nightmare for the police.
Yeah. I don't want to mess with this beyond filling out this stupid report. So here's $50. Go fix your phone. And where are you getting your phone fixed for $50 for the cracked string?
No idea.
It's like $100. Okay.
Exactly.
Dude, come on. All right. I guess maybe it's an old flip phone. It's like,
yeah. Then
dude,
you just
get
replace
a new
the whole
phone.
Thing.
Yeah. Just go get a pay as you go. All right. There you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.